Hello and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast is number 995. Our topic is mindset and the title is Tortoise and the Hare. So what we're going to do today is we're not having story time. I apologize. I'm not going to tell you the story of the tortoise and the hare. But why I labeled it this way is we want to kind of think of the need to balance individual moments but maintain long-term perspective. And the reason why I kind of chose tortoise and hare, just because it will kind of get people's attention, but also is the tortoise is the long-term, like slow, steady, wins the race kind of thing. But the hare is paying attention to the now. Like, I got to do this now. I got to be fast now. I got to da-da-da-da now. And for us to be successful, we actually need both. We actually need a little bit of the hare. Too often when we think of this story, the tortoise and the hare gets kind of like, not villainized, but it's treated as in like, that's what you shouldn't be or shouldn't do. And the tortoise is told like what you should do. Well, there's actually negatives to being exclusively either one. We actually want to find the balance between the two. We need to pay attention to each moment that we're in. We need to treat each moment as if it's important. But then keep in perspective how our moments add up to the big picture. So I need to treat each moment as if it's important, so I do my best in each moment. This moment must matter for me to give my best to it. But if we miss a moment, we don't want to beat ourselves up knowing, like, okay, I've ruined everything. No, you haven't. You missed one moment. You'll be fine. You add up a lot of more successful moments, and in the long run, you'll be okay. But likewise, just because I got one thing right, it doesn't mean that nothing else is going to matter. Like, okay, I got a great workout, so my nutrition can be garbage. I got, you know, a really good meal, so who cares if I work out today? So we do have to pay attention to each moment and give our best in each moment. So that way we know that we need more moments to add up to success. But we also know that if we miss a moment, it doesn't take away from our success. So let's go through like a couple examples here. One example is I recently met with a client. They had absolutely no sleep, tons of stress. Life is just absolutely kicking them in the pants. So they had said, they came in for a workout or two on their own. The workouts kind of felt like crap. They didn't really feel strong. Nothing really went well. They did a couple things, substituted a couple things, but kind of went home. And it wasn't really a successful time in the gym. Now, I'm going to come back and correct that for a second, but that's what they said. So the workout then, when we met, they came to the session because they knew I'd be staying there waiting for them, even though they felt miserable. So congratulations to them. I'm glad they came. We ended up having a really good workout. We did some like arms and shoulders and like chest and back. We did some lighter things that aren't so demanding as, say, like max effort, high repetition deadlifts or max effort, high repetition squats or something like that. So we did workouts that were kind of appropriate for the energy level that they had at the moment, for the focus, the mental energy that they had at the moment. But what I told them was, in the workout we did together, it was good. We ended up being there for the whole hour. We kept busy. Great stuff. But even the workouts that they came before on their own, and everything went to crap, it was still great. Great, great, great that they were there. So the adage, like, something is better than nothing, like anything is better than nothing, that's true. So they came, they burned some calories. So that way it helped them with some fat loss. They also got some time away from the other things in life, the stress in the life. So they still had that kind of like for their self component to their day. They did something to meet their own needs. Even if it kind of went to crap, they would have at least known that they gave it a try. They had a chance. Whereas when life gets so busy and we feel like we lose the opportunity to do something for ourselves, that's more frustrating than if we try to do something for ourselves and it kind of goes to crap. Now, I have done this a ton in my life, you know, for various injuries and issues and running businesses and stuff to where, you know, I might only have 10 minutes to work out. I try to work out. My shoulders bother me. My knees bother me. I have no energy. I should have been sleeping like 17 days ago. So it's just not a great experience. But I know at least I had the opportunity. I still moved around. I burned some calories. My body still felt stress. that it's going to have to adapt to. So maybe I couldn't lift as heavy as I normally could, but I still got a good muscle burn, still got some pump, still got some kind of body adaptation because I had a stress load placed onto the body. And it maintains that progressive, proactive mindset that I'm going to do something for myself even when life shits on me. So no matter what life throws at me, screw it, I'm going to find a way to still do something for myself. Even if it goes to crap, I still did something for myself. So in that moment, they showed up, they tried, it went to crap, and they left. They felt like a failure. But in the long term, from the tortoise perspective, they were successful. Another client, they reported to me one day that they missed their mid-morning meal due to a long meeting, and then for lunch, they ate a friend's bag of chips and another coworker's cheese stick. So they had potato chips and a cheese stick for lunch. Now, they were prepared for me to give them a bunch of crap because, believe it or not, their meal plan doesn't say eat a bag of chips and a cheese stick. I know. What a jerk am I? But I actually told them, I said, I'm happy you did that. I'm happy you ate something. That was the only thing that they felt they had time for and availability for. So rather than saying like, oh, you know, I didn't have the right food available, so I just skipped my meal. No. I'm glad they had something. It was a weird meal, but it was still something. It gave their body something to burn other than muscle tissue and cortisol stress. And it staved off fat storage from their next meal. So by having a little bit of something now, gave their body something to burn, something to chew through, the body then with the next meal won't feel so eager to store all excessive calories in that moment. So people need to stop paying attention to calories per day as like, if as long as I eat only X amount of calories per day, I can't gain fat. It's the calories that you have in individual feedings that actually matters a lot. So you might have, you know, maintenance calories per day, but if you eat all of them in one meal and then nothing else the rest of the day, you're going to have more body fat and less muscle tissue at that same weight than you would if you were to spread those foods out. So they did a great job. Again, they maintained that progressive, proactive mindset. They ate the bag of chips. They ate the cheese stick. They found something to eat. They found a meal, regardless of what was available for them. And it continues that for their self component that they need for mental and emotional health. No matter what life was throwing at them, they found a way. Long meeting or not, I'll be damned, I'm going to eat food because that's what I'm supposed to do. Whether it's a bag of chips and a cheese stick, who gives a crap? I did something for myself. So we need to try our best in each moment that we're presented. But if we miss a single moment, we need to recognize that it's okay. So how am I telling you that it's true that individual moments must matter to us, but at the same time, individual moments don't really matter? I have to try my best in each moment I'm at, but if I mess a moment up, it's okay. How? How is that possible? If you always treat individual moments like they matter, then you're going to get more of them right than you would otherwise. You'll feel that they're important. You'll find a way to meet the demand of the moment, to get done what you needed to get done. You'll work harder to be more successful if each individual moment matters to you. But if you miss a single moment, and that typically causes you to freak out, to get frustrated, to throw your hands up in the air, to quit, to say, I'm always a loser, you don't want to have that mindset. We need to have more of the tortoise mindset. So we need the hare mindset in every moment. How can I become successful in this moment? But we need the tortoise mindset to know that in the long run, it's consistency and it's multiple moments put together over time that allow us to be successful. So we need to treat individual moments like they matter so we can be successful more often in the individual moments. But we need to allow ourselves the grace and forgiveness that if we do miss a single moment, it's not really going to set us back. We didn't get fat from one meal. Likewise, we don't gain a ton of muscle from only one workout. Moments matter. but we always have to pay attention to the bigger picture. So how can we do this? How can we be more successful in the individual moments? And how can we remember to keep the bigger picture in mind when we're unsuccessful in those individual moments? One way is to have flexible habits. Now, we've talked about this in past podcasts. I'm going to try to look that up real quick. But what flexible habits are is we have to have multiple definitions of how we're going to be successful towards individual goals. So podcast 916 talks about flexible habits. Podcast 916. And essentially what it does is for each individual goal that you want to achieve, you want to set up daily actions. For every daily action, you want to have levels of actions. Kind of the worst case scenario, on the worst day of your life, you could still do X. Then you have like a good day. On most good days, I can do Y. And then on great days, I can fit Z, X, Y, Z. And they all add up to the individual goal. So you could say, okay, I want to be consistent in my training. I want to be more consistent in exercise. So I'm going to set the individual goal that every day I do something. Now, the worst day scenario can be, okay, no matter what, I'm going to do 10 bodyweight squats, and that counts as something. That's 10 more bodyweight squats than I would have done without the goal. I'm just going to do 10 bodyweight squats. There will be days in your life where maybe you can't do 10 bodyweight squats. Maybe you broke your leg, okay? But for the most part, barring that craziness, you can do 10 bodyweight squats on every day, okay? Whereas your medium goal could be, okay, I want to do a 20-minute workout, whether it's going for a 20-minute walk, whether it's 20 minutes working out at my home, or maybe I can go to the gym. Okay, that is met every day as much as we could. Then a great day would be, okay, I want an hour workout in the gym. I'm going to try for an hour workout in the gym 3 days a week. On the days I can't do that, I'm going to at least do one of my other two things. I'm either going to be active for 20 minutes in some way, or I'm going to do 10 bodyweight squats. So flexible habits are having tiers like that. Then there's also called lateral moves, to where, okay, if I can't do any of those three, I can at least read an article about healthy nutrition. I can watch a YouTube video about training. So even if I broke my legs and I can't do my active goals, I can still watch a video. I can still read an article. So you want to have levels to your goals. You want to have lateral movements to your goals. So that way, every single freaking day, you can be successful. That's how every individual day will add up to months, years, decades of success. Now, if you don't think that every little day matters, if you don't think that 10 bodyweight squats matters, try it. Try it. Do it for the next week. And what you'll find is that you're going to feel good about yourself on the days that you do those 10 squats. On the days you don't, you're going to feel like, oh crap, I'm kind of a lazy bum right now. I could have done that. And it's going to motivate you to do it tomorrow. What you'll find is that 10 bodyweight squats today, 10 bodyweight squats tomorrow, 10 bodyweight squats the next day leads to now all of a sudden when you have 20 minutes, you're like, yeah, you know what? I might as well go for a walk. I could do the 10 bodyweight squats, but I have time. I'll go for a walk. Or I have time. You know what? I have a couple dumbbells in the corner. Let me just do some arm training. Let me do some bicep curls. That'll probably feel good. And what you'll find is you'll build upon that behavior. You'll actually increasingly do more and more and more over time. That'll lead to bigger efforts, bigger steps forward, and bigger overall success. So having flexible habits, no matter how small they are, can help you become successful in big ways. The second thing we can do is to know what matters. We must learn what matters. And that'll help us then make better choices. Now, what I mean by knowing what matters is if I need to make a nutritional choice, in a sense of like that client, for example, they missed a meal and they said, okay, for lunch, all I have is a bag of potato chips and a cheese stick. Do I eat that, even though it's not, quote unquote, the right food? Or do I skip that meal because it isn't the right food? What's more important? Which is more important? Do I have the food, even if it's not the right food? Or Do I skip it? What we want to do, how we want to answer that, is by educating ourselves to know what matters most. So we have a podcast, just a recent one, 987, titled Win What Matters. 987, Win What Matters. That will tell you in more details. But in general, when it comes to nutrition, what matters most is actually calories. Are you meeting your caloric goal for the day? There's actually a negative to undereating, and there's a negative to overeating. That client knew that since they already missed one meal, if they were to miss another meal, they're going to be way off on their calories. So eating the bag of chips and cheese stick was a better choice than skipping it. So when you know what matters, you'll have more clarity and confidence in individual moments to make the right choice. You'll actually know what the right choice is. Then what we want to do, the third thing we can do, is to track our habits. Track what we're actually doing. Too often we have the perception of what we think we're doing, but we're not actually doing it right. So, or we're not actually being honest with ourselves. And what that means is I'll say, yeah, most of the time I hit my calories. But if I were to do the math, if I were to try to figure it out, if I were to try to look over, you know, the last 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, I might find that me hitting my actual calories only happens maybe 3 or 4 days a week. When in my mind, I'm thinking it's happening, you know, 6 or 7 days a week. I very rarely ever make a mistake. But yet we find out it's twice a week, 3 times a week, sometimes even 4 times a week. So being honest with yourself is absolutely important. That's why you need to track what you do. Okay? Now, we have a podcast way, way, way back when, podcast 85. And it's titled Track Effort Along with Results. And it explains why you must track your daily efforts, not only the outcome of the efforts. It's by being consistent in the day-to-day actions that you get to the outcomes you want. So if you get to the end of a diet and you didn't lose the weight you wanted, that's not the right time to be asking, I wonder why I didn't lose the weight. You should have been knowing that every damn day. You should have been tracking your daily habits. And you should already know before you even see the results whether it's going to be successful or not. Now, if you can't find podcast 85 or the other ones that we've mentioned on the podcast platform you're on, you can just Google for them. So Brutal Iron Gym podcast 85, and you'll find that typically on Google, or you can email us at brutalirongym@gmail.com and I'll send you the direct link. So the first three things that we can become better at balancing, the tortoise and the hare, is to have flexible habits, podcast 916. To know what matters, to win what matters, podcast 987. Then we have to track our habits, podcast 85. The fourth thing is to learn forgiveness. We need to let one moment stay as only one moment. What I mean by that is if we mess up and we make a mistake, we're human. We're going to do that. Things aren't always going to go great. But it doesn't mean that I can't be great in the next moment, in the next 10 moments, in the next month, year. Podcast 113, way back when, podcast 113, we talk about common self-punishment cycles that people put themselves through. And they actually have one mistake turn into two mistakes that turns into four that turns into 16. And it just gets worse and worse and worse. We have to learn to forgive ourselves for the mistakes we make. And just move on to the next moment. I may have messed up my last moment, but it doesn't negate what I can do in the next moment. Now, with that said, there are times in which it's beneficial to pause for a second and think about why we may have been kind of failed that moment, why we messed up, what mistakes we made. Is there a lesson to be learned? Can I learn from this to avoid it in the future? If there is a lesson, identify the lesson, and then move on. If you can't find the lesson, then move on anyhow. Now, that is very hard. I'm going to tell you that straight up. Like, I have trouble with that. I have trouble when I make mistakes. I get very angry at myself because often I will perceive myself to have somehow known beforehand that I shouldn't have made the mistake. Sometimes I do. I did know, and I still made it. Damn it. That's the human part of me. Then there's times when I didn't really know, but looking back at it, I'm like, damn it, I should have known. Well, that's pretty stupid to tell myself that I should have known. I didn't know, and I can't do anything about that now. I can know for the future, but I can't go back and fix that. And screwing up whatever moment I'm in now by just being mad at myself doesn't help that, doesn't negate it, doesn't take away the past. So we have to say, yeah, you know what, I screwed up, damn it. Okay, well, this is something I can apply to the next time. Let me just move on. I'll freaking crush the next ones, and then that'll make me feel better about this one. Boom, done, move on. So those are the four ways that we can better balance the tortoise and the hare. Better balance paying attention to each individual moment so we do well, but then putting each individual moment into the bigger picture. Flexible Habits, podcast 916. Know What Matters, podcast 987. Track Habits, podcast 85. Learn Forgiveness, podcast 113. Okay. Well, I hope this was helpful. Hopefully it gave you kind of a neat perspective to think of. I wish you the best of success towards all your goals. If there's ever anything I can do to help, please let me know. I sincerely appreciate you listening to the podcast. I appreciate your investment into this information, into what I believe is important. And I want to make sure it makes an impact in your life. So if there's anything I can do, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. Tell me what you're working towards. Tell me what your struggles are. Tell me what your questions are. Reach out. Let me know. You are not alone. I'm right here. Right here. And I'm ready to help. Email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. So thank you for listening. If you like today's podcast, click like. But more importantly, share the podcast. The more people we share the podcast with, the more you kind of tell people the benefit it can give to your life, the benefit it can give to their life, the more we share the podcast, the more we promote it, the more people we can help. So please, 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 please share the podcast. It means a lot. Thank you to those who've done that. Yeah, everybody who I know that like you've tagged me or I've seen you in some way, I sincerely appreciate it. Thank you. And thank you to anybody else who considers doing so. If you like the information you present in our podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels, on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. If you have any questions, feedback, suggestions, if there's ever anything you need, email me at brutalirongym@gmail.com. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.